Okay, it's a cartoon set in a village. It seems to be set in fairly historical time, maybe in the 17th century, by the way it's set at the beginning of the castle, and it all looks very old-fashioned. And the camera then goes down from the castle into the undergrowth, and it's as if it's like a little life that's going on in the undergrowth amongst the leaves and stuff. And all you see is squares which, with legs and arms, walking along, passing one another, raising their hats and greeting each other as the day goes on, probably saying hello and stuff. And all of a sudden, a couple of them walking along walk past a circle. They stop, turn back, and they find this very strange, because it's somebody that's that doesn't quite fit into their society, and follow after it, prodding it and poking it, and the minute it turns around to look at them, they just ignore it and pretend that they hadn't even noticed it. After a while, this circle carries on walking and is joined by two of its other mates. So there are three circles and two squares, so the squares being outnumbered move on and join another one of their squares, so there's three against three. And at that point they start fighting with one another, and when they're speaking, all that you can see is just little letters coming out of their mouths for the squares. They're little letters coming out of their mouths which form the shape of a circle. So when they're saying attack the circles, you just see a big circle coming out of their mouths. And on the other hand, it's the circles who, when they're speaking, they're saying attack the squares. They've got a square of letters coming out of their mouths. First of all, however, the squares play with the circle by bouncing it from their heads, using it like a ball. And then when the circles are more numerous, they play with the squares by banging them on the head, I think, first, and then kicking them about and pulling their legs so that they trip over and fall and tumble, and they twizzle them around like spinning tops. And then it gets slightly more dramatic. There's more squares and circles that are called for war. There's trumpets going on in the background, calling up arms, and they form two armies and have a really good fight together, knocking each other about and using themselves quite often as ammunition. Like the circles use themselves as catapults to hit the squares, and the squares likewise use themselves. They double up so that they're stronger. After a while, the battle becomes such a mess that they all mingle in together, and all you can see is different shapes and forms sort of being thrown up and falling down. But there's still this, they're all pretty battered and knocked about. But there's this one square who's landed on its head and can't get up, and nobody seems to be bothered about it to pick it up again. And meanwhile, all the other shapes have been knocked about, and there's parts of their bodies lying about, and they've all reformed into hexagons. And yet there's still this one square who's on his head. Somebody comes along and puts him back onto his feet again. And as he's walking along, he picks up one of the pieces off the ground that's fallen off, obviously one of his other fellow mates. And he's about to use it as a hammer to bash people around, as they're all doing at the moment, to sort of fight each other. But all the others notice that he's the only one now that's the wrong shape, because they're all hexagon. He's the only one that's a square still, so they all join forces and bang his head in so that he becomes a hexagon as well. So the whole society now, instead of being made up of squares and circles, is hexagons, so they're all reunited and happy. So we get the same scene, we get seen again. They're walking along, lifting their hats to one another, quite happy to see each other in the street and stuff, all these hexagons. All of a sudden, one of them walking along notices a blue triangle, and so it's the same scenario. He stops, turns around and looks at it again, but the blue triangle just sticks out its tongue in indignation and doesn't seem to be that bothered about it. Finished.